This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat-based diet. Longevity, weighing the health benefits and concerns. Explore the health and longevity impacts of meat-based diets, balancing nutrition, ethics, and lifestyle choices in this engaging discussion. The longevity effects of a meat-based diet, what you should know. Hey, so have you ever wondered about the connection between eating meat and how long people actually live? It's one of those topics that's always buzzing around, especially with so many people jumping on plant-based diets or trying out clean meat alternatives. But what about those who stick to a mostly meat-based diet? Does it help or hurt longevity? Let's chat about it. First off, the relationship between meat consumption and lifespan isn't exactly black and white. There are plenty of arguments for and against eating meat when it comes to health and longevity. On the one hand, meat is a dense source of protein, essential vitamins like B12, and minerals such as iron and zinc, all of which support muscle maintenance, immunity, and overall body function, especially as people get older. But on the flip side, some studies have linked high consumption of certain types of meat, particularly processed and red meats, with increased risks of cardiovascular diseases, some cancers, and inflammation, which are all factors that can negatively impact life expectancy. So it really depends on the kind of meat you're eating, how much, and other lifestyle habits. One interesting factor to consider is how meat consumption fits into the broader conversation about ethical eating. Concepts like sentiocentrism challenge us to think about the moral implications of our food choices, not just the health ones. This ties into debates around plant-based diets, clean meat technologies, and whether the environmental and ethical costs of traditional meat production are sustainable long-term. From a purely longevity perspective, epidemiological studies often show that populations consuming moderate amounts of lean, unprocessed meats, especially when balanced with plenty of veggies, fruits, and whole grains, tend to have similar or even better health outcomes than those on strict plant-based diets. So it's not just about whether you eat meat, but how you incorporate it into your lifestyle. Here are a few key pros and cons of eating meat when thinking about longevity. Pros: high-quality animal proteins help preserve muscle mass and bone density with age. Rich in essential nutrients that are harder to get from plants alone, can be part of a nutrient-dense diet that supports metabolic health. Cons: overconsumption, especially of processed meats, can increase risks for heart disease, certain cancers, and inflammation. Potential exposure to harmful additives or hormones, environmental and ethical concerns leading to stress or guilt in some people that might indirectly affect health. It's also worth mentioning clean meat or lab-grown meat, which is an intriguing development. Since it's produced without raising and slaughtering animals, it offers a potential middle ground, retaining the nutrition and satisfaction of meat while addressing some ethical eating concerns rooted in sentiocentrism. But clean meat is still new in the market and may not yet be a major factor in longevity studies. So, what's the bottom line? If you're eating mostly meat-based, quality matters. Choose lean cuts, minimize processed meat, and balance your diet with plant foods. And if you're curious about the broader ethical, environmental, and health debates, there's a fascinating book called Eat Meat or Don't that explores those arguments in depth. It does a great job balancing practical health info with the ethical discussions that many people are turning to today. Whether you're a meat lover or leaning toward plant-based diets, understanding the pros and cons of eating meat in relation to longevity helps you make choices that suit your health goals and values. So if you want to learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat, the impact of plant-based diets, and concepts like sentiocentrism, definitely check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a solid resource that sparks thoughtful reflection on what fuels us, not just in our bodies, but in our minds and consciences. At the end of the day, longevity is influenced by a wide range of factors: genes, environment, exercise, stress, sleep, and diet. Meat, in moderation, and from quality sources, can be part of a healthful lifestyle. But it's smart to stay informed, keep questioning, And remember that ethical eating isn't just about what's on your plate. It's about how those choices affect the world and ourselves.